Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and my co-host is Don Big Daddy Begith.
Hey, Chuck.
And if you like the great outdoors, you're in the right place for the next hour. And guess what, Don? It's deer season.
It surely is.
Wow. Jumping off with a boom, too.
Seems like it. It's up from last year.
Hey, we normally talk about events at the beginning of the show, and there's an event in May that if you don't get a ticket early, you're not going.
So sells out in 11 minutes.
Wow.
I don't know how many tickets are available.
Well, it's got to be a good amount.
It might only be five, but they say they need to get a bigger venue, so I'm thinking that it's a pretty well-attended thing. And it's for all those people that believe in Bigfoot.
The world champion of hide and seek.
Yep.
Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
The grass monster. What else do they call him? A little bit of everything.
Yeah. But May 5th.
At Salt Fork, right?
At Salt Fork, yeah. Yep. They're going to have a big Bigfoot conference, or I forget exactly what they call it.
Conclave or something.
I saw it on Facebook, and they're going to have the man there that's the guy that hunts for Bigfoot. So, yeah.
And we need to talk to him on the show. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be. But, you know, he's a hard guy to get hold of, just like Sasquatch.
Apparently. So,
but, you know, it would be interesting to go to listen. You know, there's a lot of people that believe that it's there, and there's a lot of people that think it's a bunch of hooey. But, you know, you never can tell, Chuck. But with the technology that is out there now, do you think that they couldn't find it, you know, with FLIR and all that stuff that you can go, heat-seeking things?
They have those things now, like they put on the border, where they bury a thing and it sonars out and it can pick up ground movement for like 100 feet each direction of this device. And they put them across the southern border right now to detect immigrant traffic, okay? Stuff like that, FLIR, I mean, trail cams.
Yeah, people's got pictures, but they're not really plain pictures.
You know, and everybody says, well, he's been around so long, he's that bright, he's that smart.
Okay, and then there's a guy that said that I was watching a thing on TV, I think it was on the History Channel, might be the Discovery Channel, but a guy accidentally shot one out west there.
Well, if one was coming Oregon after me, it wouldn't be an accidental shooting.
And he shot it. And he thought, oh, no, I shot something that I shouldn't. So he covered it up with a bunch of weeds, and he went in town and got some people, and they went back out, and it was gone.
Any blood?
It was gone. Well, I mean, and on the same note there, the UFO sightings, how there were so many of them now. Now everybody's got cameras in their phones and everything, even my little flip phone. I'll tell you, sightings have went way down.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know I've told this before, but I had kind of a weird experience of something we didn't know what came through camp one night.
Ooh.
When I worked at Levesque Scout Reservation, Camp Lazarus. And we were on an outpost because I always did wilderness survival and taught that stuff. And we had one of those nights that, what the heck was that type thing? And the broken branches throughout the woods where whatever ran through were not at deer height. And the dog that the camp dog, Sam, who smelled like skunks every week, because it seemed to be his favorite wildlife meal, which didn't always go so well for Sam, he just freaked out and ran back to the main camp. So I never knew what it was. But
now, in my day,
if you've got
a
story about it, give us a call.
Yeah. Yeah, please, yeah. That's 740-891-9103. I'll tell you, Chuck, I've had some experiences where I can't explain it.
Right.
But I don't think it's a Bigfoot or anything. I don't know. It's just I can't explain it. I mean, my whole family saw something that we really couldn't explain one night. And to this day, we can't explain it. You know, it's the same way at the ghost hunters and everything. Oh, what was that?
Right.
You know,
either we told you if it lives in the outdoors, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or if it is rumored to have lived outdoors, yeah, we're going to talk about it.
I mean, you know, back when I was a teenager, we was always going out Powelson Wildlife to the cemetery out there hunting for the white lady.
Did you ever find her?
No.
No, okay.
No, but we sure scared the daylights out of people sometimes.
Right.
Drop them off and take off.
Craziest thing I ever saw at one of the scout camps I worked at was cemetery way out in the middle of nowhere, and the graves had sunken.
Yeah.
So one of the crazy scout masters decided he knew that there would be a trek of wilderness survival or camping or cooking merit badge outposts coming through. So he put this glow stuff on his body, laid down in one of them, and jumped out.
Huh, that could get you hurt.
It did get him hurt. Somebody had a pretty good right cross, and he got laid out. So
you can't hurt a ghost. Come on, you passed right through him.
Yeah. So anyways, it just didn't work out for him because somebody didn't appreciate it too well. So I wasn't on that night hike that night, but I've heard about it forever. So
yeah, well, and one story that I've heard, a childhood friend of mine's mother was telling us about this head that was floating down the river singing, "I ain't got no body." And it's like, oh, come on.
How many kids went snipe hunting in their youth?
Not me, I can tell you that, because I was onto that.
You was onto that one real quick. No mosquito bites for you all night.
You can hold the bag and we'll run them down to you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So if you've got your Bigfoot story, again, the.
Or any kind of story.
Sorry about that. Give us a call here at 740-891-9103. And you know what else, Don? Right now, deer hunting, you're hearing every story under the sun, good, bad, and ugly.
Oh, yes.
So we'll talk about that a little bit too. But just an opportunity. A little warm today.
Yeah, it was a lot warm today. I started out this morning, and of course, I did not deer hunt today. I went out yesterday, but I decided it was going to be nice today and be perfect time since I'm going to be in deer camp next week in PA.
Right.
I would get the outside Christmas lights up for the wife, and she's happy, so
yeah,
I'm
she
happy.
Sounded like she was happy.
Yes, yes.
So anyways, well, it's good you got your outside work done there at the old cabin in the woods. You know, I also want to remind folks, too, if you're hunting for that Christmas item, check out our sponsors.
Yes.
A lot of gift certificate stuff available from our sponsors. Or if you just haven't got around to it, the Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, that is a sponsor of our show. I know they do some checkups on your system. They'll come out and make sure everything's right for winter, if you know what I mean, because the real snap hasn't got here.
Yeah, and when it does, and you got to go, and it doesn't go click and turn right on.
So get it done in the next few weeks is what I'm trying to tell you. Make that call and give them a chance to.
Because next week's supposed to be nice too.
Right. So my point is when it cold snaps and you're not the only one in town that needs that furnace repair, they're going to be busy.
Yes.
And you're not going to be understanding.
And you may have to put on an extra blanket.
My wife does that in July, an extra blanket.
I know how that is.
Right. So, anyways, that's true. Sarah knows. I mean, she comes in here with a park on in August. So, anyways. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and let our sponsors have a chance to yell at you. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.